Check 1-2, Fatback Almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct from MaxCity.com. And I don't know how long this is going to be. Might be short, might be about 20-25 minutes. I'm not necessarily sure if I'm going to put this on YouTube or my Libsyn account. I don't know, man. But I just got to come on here and restore balance to the universe because this shit is getting crazy. The intellectual dishonesty and the inconsistency of niggas is just overwhelming, man. And each time I tell myself I'm going to chill the fuck out and just let the dead bury the dead, I just can't do it, man. I just see stuff that just it just gets on my last goddamn nerve. So today, we're going to talk about Hillary Clinton right about now, because I still don't understand why niggas have this, like I say, this intellectual dishonesty and this disconnect, man, when it comes to like Trump and when it comes to Hillary. And I'm not understanding why you have so much outrage with Trump, but you didn't have this outrage with Hillary. I'm still trying to understand this shit, man. You know, the whole accusation with Trump is racism. But goddamn, man, you know, motherfuckers was not going this hard on Hillary. The media was ignoring all of this racial fuckery that was going on with Hillary. And you niggas was ignoring this shit when it came to Hillary also. So I'm trying to figure out why. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and give some examples, right? I'm going to, and at the end of me reading off some of this stuff, man, I'm going to let you know why you giving this bitch a pass, but you trying to go ahead and nail Trump's balls to the wall, okay? All right, we also, let me see, I don't know if any of y'all know, but most of y'all should know, anyone who's done their homework, how she has basically praised and applauded Margaret Sanger, one of the head founders of Planned Parenthood. And Margaret Sanger, basically, she was on some eugenics shit, and she made it perfectly clear that she wanted to exterminate black people. You know what I'm saying? But Hillary Clinton thinks that this is a good thing. She thinks that this chick is the bee's knees, man. She's the cat's meow. So, yeah, she really is. I mean, she's on that shit, man. She's talking about that Margaret Sanger shit. But not a peep from niggas. Niggas don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? But all of a sudden, you know, everybody want to have righteous indignation with Trump. But this broad over here talking about how she loved Margaret Sanger. Planned Parenthood blatantly talking about how they want to exterminate black people. Oh, my God, man. Okay, so let me go ahead and read off some racial fuckery that this broad Hillary Clinton was embroiled in. And the media refused to cover it. But, like I said, you niggas out there, y'all all up in arms over Trump, but not a peep when it comes to this bitch. Okay, 1974, after Bill Clinton, I'm going to be reading some of this shit off too. Reading some of this shit too. So if that kind of irks you, because it kind of irks me. I hate when niggas read shit to me on a podcast, but I got to get the facts straight, man. So I've been hitting the web and I've been getting my facts straight. So here we go. In 1974, after Bill Clinton lost his bid for a Senate seat, Hillary lashed out at campaign manager Paul Frey, calling him a fucking Jew bastard. This outburst was witnessed and confirmed by three people, so it definitely happened. Okay, number two, as First Lady, Hillary called young black men super predators. Yeah, we all know about that one. Indicating that she thought all young black males were violent criminals. She also said we have to bring them to heel. Like young blacks are the same as dogs. Despite thinking this was incredibly racist, blacks still support Hillary. I don't understand it. Well, I do understand it. I'm going to tell you at the end. I know what the fuck's going on. Okay, number three. While serving in the U.S. Senate, Hillary tried to make a joke that disparaged a civil rights icon and demeaned all people from India. I love this quote. It's from Mahatma Gandhi. He ran a gas station down in St. Louis for a couple of years. Mr. Gandhi, do you still go to that gas station? Ask Clinton. Okay, I mean, you understand that shit. You know, ragheads, towheads, Middle Eastern cats, Indians, you know, owning stores and gas stations, 7-Elevens, you get it. She made that sort of remark. Okay, sounds kind of racist to me. Also, number four. In 2005, Hillary said, I'm adamantly against illegal immigrants. She also, as a senator, voted to construct a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Considering the main proof of Trump's racism is that he opposes illegal immigration and wants to build a wall, isn't it odd that Hillary gets off for having said the same goddamn thing? She said this shit in 2005, that she wanted to construct a wall between U.S. and Mexico, and that she's against illegal immigration. You know, but when Trump says it, he's a racist. When she says it, you niggas ain't got nothing to say. Go figure. Let's go to number five. During the 2008 Democratic primaries, Hillary Clinton's campaign started the birther rumors questioning Obama's U.S. citizenship. They even circulated the now famous picture of Obama in full Muslim garb. Somehow, Trump's campaign to get Obama to release his birth certificate is racist, but Hillary's role in starting the birther movement is not. I remember that vividly. I remember they were somewhat behind that shit also back in 2008. Yeah, of course, but she doesn't get any of the criticism. It all goes to Trump. Also, let me see, number six. Also, during the 2008 presidential race, Hillary's husband, Bill, said this of Obama. A few years ago, this guy would have been getting us coffee. Hillary didn't say this one, but her husband did, and she certainly never disavowed it. There you go, old Bill and Hillary. Some racist shit right there. You know what I mean? Media never covered it. They ain't seem to give a shit. And neither do you niggas. I'll tell you why in a minute. Number nine. In April of 2016, Hillary joined NYC Mayor Bill de Blasio on stage at a Democratic fundraiser for a scripted joke about how lazy black people are. The two liberals made reference to colored people's time, which is a super racist way of saying black people are chronically tardy and lethargic. Unfortunately, I tend to agree with that. But nevertheless, it is a racist stereotype which she indulged in. Niggas ain't got nothing to say about that. Media never really covered that. Kind of strange. But y'all got a lot of shit to say about goddamn Trump. Okay. April was a great month for Hillary's racism, as she also made a comment disparaging Native Americans. She said she had experience dealing with wild men when they get off the reservation. In essence, she said Native Americans are savages who must be segregated from the rest of society. Yeah, buddy, okay. And of course, we all know about her going on radio stations talking about how she got hot sauce in her purse. Oh my God, man. So, does that sound racy for you? Does that sound racial? Does that sound racist? Now, if Trump would have done any of this shit, oh, you motherfuckers would have a cow, man. You'd have a goddamn cow, son. You know what I mean? But no, for some strange reason, when she did it, or when Bill did it, oh, also, I don't know if you guys know, I think I mentioned this on a previous podcast, how Bill Clinton basically has a black love child from a prostitute when he was, what was it, back in Arkansas? I think that's where he was at. Back in Arkansas. So, yeah, man, Bill Clinton, man, dropping his seeds in spots, man. And, he, of course, he's not claiming the child. Well, he's not necessarily a child now. He's a grown-ass man. But, yeah, he don't want nothing to do with the black child or his black offspring. Yeah, buddy. Interesting. A lot of racial, prejudicial shit going on with these Clintons, man. But from you niggas, not a peep. Not a goddamn peep. But when it comes to Trump, and I know why there's a big furor over Trump, it's because the media told you niggas, I'm sorry it's going to break some of your hearts, man, but the media told you to attack this motherfucker. Y'all doing what your white daddy say. They didn't tell you to attack Hillary. No, they ignored all the fuckery she did. They didn't tell you to attack Bill Clinton. No, they wanted you to ignore the fuckery that they did. Never mind the fact that, oh, yes, you know, it was a big tsunami of black men going into the prisons under the Clintons in the Clinton era. Yeah, they were responsible for all of that shit, man, as far as incarcerating black folks. Y'all don't blink. Y'all don't bat an eye. And of course, during this election, shit, it was all black bitches trying to goddamn put this hoe in office, man. The black women was trying to put this racist ass bitch in office. And then motherfuckers got the nerve to be looking at me cockeyed when I said, nah, fuck that. I'm, even though I did not vote. But if I was going to vote, I would have voted for Trump. Shit. I would have voted for Trump. That's, I mean, he has to prove he's a fucking racist to me. He has not proven he's a goddamn racist. Man, I could go on and on. I could debunk all sorts of stupid shit these niggas is talking about goddamn Trump, man. But at the end of the day, I cannot say for sure what lies in this man's heart. All I know is you niggas are inconsistent. You are inconsistent. You claiming this cat's a racist when we have clear, definitive proof that this bitch, Hillary's a racist. But why is there this big, should I say, pushback when it comes to Trump? Why is there this big pushback when it comes to Trump? It is because the media controls your fucking mind. The media is telling you to attack this motherfucker, man. I mean, that's the only difference. Because there's no definitive proof that he is racist. I keep hearing Tariq say, well, he's been caught discriminating against blacks in business. I'm like, look, nigga, you ought to know what time it is when it comes to business. Trump has fucked over a lot of people in business. You go to goddamn New York, you go to Atlantic City. Number one, he got mafia ties, got mob ties and shit. He done fucked over all sorts of people in business. Majority of them white. You know what I mean? You don't get to be a billionaire, man, playing softball and patty cake with motherfuckers, man. It's cutthroat shit. You cut motherfuckers' balls off in business. And some of these niggas is collateral damage. And just like some of these white boys, it's collateral damage, man. They got in his way and he stepped on them. So, man, stop trying to bring up, he discriminate. Nah, who gives a fuck? Get your own shit, nigga. You ain't got to worry about crying and bitching about when someone won't let you in their goddamn club. Or let you, yeah. Sickening, man. I'm sick of this goddamn whole ass shit these niggas is on. Whining and begging white folks for goddamn quarter. Get the fuck out of here, man. But basically, this is the deal. This is the intellectual dishonesty I'm talking about, and this is the shit. This is the crux of it right here. This is the crux of it right here, okay? This is the main difference between Hillary and Trump, all right? You want to know why the bitches and most niggas want to vote for the Clinton aspect is because niggas want handouts. That's the only difference between the two. They're not really concerned about the racial aspects between both of them. No. What they're really concerned about is one person is perceived to give them handouts, give them goodies, and the other one ain't. That's what the fucker boils down to. Niggas are looking for someone to help complete the domestication process. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you taking, God forbid I use wild animals in the wild, being locked up in a zoo or being put on a farm. But that's what the fuck it is. You're being domesticated. You know what I mean? You're no longer wild bulls. Now you're cows. You know what I mean? That's what it is. So niggas want to remain cows. That's what they want. They want to remain domesticated. They want more handouts. They want more freebies. And it was going to get that, hopefully, with Hillary. You know what I mean? And of course, with the other cat, he done made you know what the fuck going down, man. He talking about shit, nigga. We about to put your ass to work, nigga. Trump said, nigga, I'm about to put your ass to work. Shit. Nigga's like, work? Mm-mm. I don't want no fucking work. Fuck that. So when it comes down to it, no one is really, these niggas not giving a fuck about the racial aspect really in their core. What they mad about, what they fear, is motherfuckers making them go to work. No more freebies. No more handouts. Yeah, you heard it here and you ain't gonna like it. But, I mean, what the fuck else could it be? Because this bitch, she's obviously racist. You ain't got nothing to say about her, but you still voting for her. Right? Or you still want to vote for her. You still want to put this bitch in office. Well, here we got Trump, who, I mean, it still remains to be seen where his heart lies as far as his so-called racism goes. And y'all going, man, full throttle. I mean, full speed ahead to try and get rid of this motherfucker. You know what I mean? And like I said, the racism has yet to actually really be substantiated. But he did let you know he wants to make America great again. And he wants to put everyone back to work. Mm-hmm. He wants you to earn what you get. Niggas is like, no, 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 no. Shit. So what we have here, what me and Tony like to call ruling heaven. Excuse me. Ruling hell or serving heaven. That's what you're faced with here. Niggas, they would rather serve in heaven than rule in hell. What I mean by that is, if you had to start all over, if you had to, like, grow your own food, get your own water filtration, build your own dwellings, educate your own children, you know what I mean? Even though it would be subpar beginning, in the beginning, I mean, it would be hellish in the beginning, but yet it would be yours, and you would be, should I say, the rulers of your own domain. Does that make sense? But niggas don't want that. Niggas want to serve in heaven. That's your problem, nigga. You want to serve in heaven. You don't want to rule in hell. You don't want to start over from scratch and build your own shit and get your own shit. You know what I mean? God damn, boy. Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. So once again, I say, it's been proven time and time again that this bitch Hillary was racist. It has not yet necessarily been substantiated totally that Trump is a racist. I mean, we've seen right here that, I mean, the same things that people are demonizing him for, this bitch was for, you know, back in 2008, 2009. Shit, she was for building a wall. She's been known to use the term illegal immigrants. And she wasn't called racist for using any of that shit, but Trump is. You know what I mean? Niggas have short memories, man.